The situation on the ground remains a little bit tense because all the opposition parties have accused the ruling People's Democratic Party of rigging the presidential election, and they say that they are going to make it impossible for the PDP to, in their words, rig the governorship election. So they are putting their members in notice. They are saying their members should challenge the PDP at the polls, and that their members will also not allow what they are calling systematic rigging by the PDP. Of course, the PDP denies the charge, but the opposition still strongly maintains that the presidential election was rigged, so they are just ready and waiting to go.
Are there any particular areas that are going to be looked at more closely or where that are considered problem areas?
I think Abia State is a problem area because the governor was once with the opposition. Now he moved over to join the PDP. Those who made him when he was in the opposition are against him now and they want to take his position. In Imo State, the same is the case. The governor was formerly of the opposition. He moved over to the People's Democratic Party. And now the opposition in the state, they want to take his position. They are claiming that the governor is intimidating, arresting, and jailing opposition members. The government denies that, but the opposition says they've not been given adequate time to prepare, adequate time to campaign. But nonetheless, they think the governor is very unpopular, and they say they are going to give him a run for his money and likely take over the administration of Imo State. In Enugu State, that's the case. The governor is the PDP candidate, but a lot of people who made him that candidate are also against him now. Another place to watch would be Bayelsa State, the home state of the president. The governor there is quite popular, but of course there are those who are against the president, those who are against him, and that is also states to watch, Ken.
Chinedu, how are people preparing for the upcoming gubernatorial elections?
Well, it's an Easter holiday in Nigeria right now, but that has not stopped people from moving from the town to their different villages or to their different states. Some of them registered in those states to vote. So there's an appreciable movement of people. Intra and intercity movement has picked up. But at every stop, you also see a lot of security people, a lot of armed soldiers, a lot of armed police, and they're guarding strategic positions in the city. This is to provide security, not just for the Easter, but to build up for the elections on Tuesday.
Chinedu, in light of the violence and tension that resulted from the presidential elections, what are people saying about these upcoming elections on Tuesday?
People are scared. People are apprehensive. People from, for instance, Southerners who are in the North who experienced that violence are all returning back to their ancestral homes, so to speak, not just to mark the Easter holiday, but to escape from what appears to be a gradual increase in tension in those areas, which could potentially develop into violence. Because a lot of these governors want to stay, a lot of people also want them to go, and when this happens in Nigerian politics, the result is always violence. So a lot of people are scared, they're apprehensive, they're moving to safer areas. But the government has assured us a lot of security on the streets, but such assurance was also given, Kim, before the presidential election, and that did not stop the violence. So people are playing safe. They're moving on from those areas, and everybody's hoping that it will be violent-free.